Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The news about climate change efforts in the U.S. hasn't been great lately, so we're launching a new occasional series called Good News Abroad. Our founder and Brown's Provost of Sustainability, Stephen Porter, is here to help us kick it off with a story from China. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. We're in my office, not in China, but it's a story about China.
Yes, there you go. So what is the good news from China?
Just to set some context, China is currently the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world. The U.S. is second. It was long thought that it was going to take a very long time before China stopped growing its emissions and started declining them. But we now think that Chinese emissions will peak sometime between now and 2030, and maybe even as early as this year.
And why is it good news that their emissions are peaking?
Because if you want to get to zero, which is where we need to be by the middle of the century as a globe in order to avert the worst consequences of climate change, the first thing you have to do is stop climbing up, right? And then you have to start going back down.
So why is it starting to plateau and go down? What is China doing?
China installed more solar panels last year than the U.S. has in its entire history and has about six times as many solar panels as the U.S. does right now. And that disparity is going to keep growing as they just double down.
What else are they doing?
They're also rapidly transitioning their vehicle fleet to electric vehicles. So China is the world's biggest car market. Over half the vehicles they're selling into that car market right now are electric or hybrid electric. And as a result of that, they don't need as much gasoline, right? And so that also is contributing to emissions falling.
And there's another thing they're doing too, right? Something to do with high-speed rail?
Yeah. So China has invested massively in high-speed rail in the past two decades. Since the year 2000, they've gone from 6,000 to about 25,000 miles of high-speed rail.
So what does this mean for us in the U.S.?
Well, I think a lot of people in the U.S. are concerned about climate change and think of us as both a leader in the fight against climate change and also sort of a linchpin for the whole world. And with the change in federal policy and a sort of a very direct series of statements from the president about climate change is a hoax, we're not going to fund climate change research, we're not going to invest in renewable energy, it feels like that's going to cascade around the world and just make us give up all hope. And I'm not here to sugarcoat the fact that the U.S. change on climate change is a severe setback. But it's also true that we're not the only country in the world. And it does seem that China is stepping up both diplomatically and technologically and economically as the U.S. sits on the sidelines. So it's not good news for the U.S. economy necessarily. But because climate change is caused by the emissions from all of us, if someone else can step into the vacuum and help drive emissions down for the rest of the world, that will make a better future for all of us. It won't be as good as if the U.S. participates as well, but it isn't that all hope is lost if the U.S. does nothing. So it's a glass half full kind of situation in my mind. It's not all the way full, but it's half full.
Great. Well, thanks for the half good news, Stephen.
You're fully welcome.
That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.